Let's shift now to the digital world and report on the kind of moving picture called a GIF or GIF. Dictionaries accept either pronunciation, and by either pronunciation, the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens, New York, is giving the GIF GIF its own show. NPR's Netta Ulaby paid a visit.
Maybe the least interesting thing about the GIF, G-I-F, is what it stands for, Graphic Interchange Format. A GIF is a little box showing a loop of someone doing something over and over. Museum-goer Abby Cox sees them used as comments on Facebook, Tumblr, and Reddit.
They're gestures that are sort of hard to put into words.
Like Oprah shaking her head in a way that says unmistakably, Or a GIF of a saucer-eyed baby freaking out over a toy can show you're startled or thrilled or both.
It's all about context, and that's why I think this is a great exhibit.
The exhibit is 37 little GIFs projected by the museum's stark white entrance. They're reactions used to respond to other people's posts. So the GIF of actress Jennifer Lawrence giving side-eye and a sarcastic thumbs-up means...
Yeah, okay, sure.
For most of human history, we've communicated face-to-face.
That's the curator of this exhibition. Jason Epping is a lanky 30-year-old in a plaid blazer and T-shirt. He says GIFs can be jumping animals or angry sports fans. But GIFs of actors bring multiple layers of meaning because we associate them with their characters. Take a GIF of Larry David as an erotic writer on his TV show, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Furrowed brow, it's like he's sort of shaking his head in a way, like he's like weighing both sides. It's so complex and so nuanced.
And so economical. The clip is 5 seconds long.
You could have seen the GIF loop 10 times already in the time it took me to like explain that.
Epping asked users of the website Reddit to submit GIFs and explain how they're used. Those explanations are captions in the exhibit, so when you see the GIF of Larry David shaking his head, it's clear what someone means when they post it.
I value your argument and want to agree with you, but...
Yeah, but I'm not prepared for the consequences of doing so.
Gladys Flores is at the museum with her daughter. Until now, she'd never even seen a GIF.
I'm not really, really into computer.
While the expressions and gestures in GIFs are not necessarily universal, GIFs have become integral to the internet vernacular. Julia Flores hangs out on comment boards, and she uses GIFs.
All the time when I try to express stuff, I always use Paul Rudd dancing, because that's the best way to express happiness.
There's not really a word in English that sums up the uninhibited charm of actor Paul Rudd dancing. GIFs stand for feelings it would take too many words to express. And they show how you can boil down the vast sea of popular culture into one supremely personal little drop. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.